Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card...
Right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Blah, blah.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Blah, blah, blah.
You are not listening to The Exorcist. No, this is, in fact, Fox blah, Sports Radio.
Blah.
And there is the vomiting,
blah,
the gut-wrenching, heart strings torn of one young Jason Smith.
Blah, blah, blah.
He's now possessed by Pazuzu from The Exorcist. Call Father Karras. You okay over there, buddy?
No, Butch.
That one stings, Butch. Especially when your nemesis sucks as badly as he did.
I am Ving Rhames in Pulp Fiction. No, Butch, I'm pretty far from okay. Not great, Bob.
Boy, that's an interesting comparison. Want to draw that one out a little bit longer?
Any movie where guys aren't okay, I'm not okay. Not okay, Bob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com will help you get there. Look, quid pro quo. The Knicks had one.
The
Knicks had one big comeback in the final 30 seconds, down five. You didn't think that was going to happen again. Nope. Knicks couldn't close the deal, up six with 30 seconds left to go at home with a berth in the conference semifinals on the line. And they lose to the Sixers in overtime, 112-106. I don't know what to say. This was such an awful throwing up on themselves by the Knicks. And for everything that's happened up until now, I go, great. Because obviously now they're having trouble. They have trouble with the Sixers team that Joel Embiid is a shell of what he is normally offensively. They can't go to him down the court, right? He's still a force defensively when he can move rebounds. He's still passing well, but he can't do anything offensively. And still, the Knicks have trouble, and they can't guard Tyrese Maxey. Okay, final 30 seconds of this game, three big things happen. Okay, three big things happen. And over the course of the game. And number one is, I don't know how you foul Tyrese Maxey and give him a four-point play. I don't know, Mitchell Robinson, what you're doing. You're up six with 30 seconds left. You don't make sure you're not fouling him and putting him on the free throw line for a four-point play. The guy is hot. Maxey is hot. What are you doing fouling him? You have that. Then all Josh Hart has to do is hit both free throws, and the Knicks are winning this game. And he misses the first one with about 12 seconds left so badly that you knew right when it left his hand, it was about a foot and a half short. Yeah. Like, this wasn't just, hey, I missed it and it bounced off the back of the rim. This was like, did it slip out of his hand? Like, as soon as it left his hand, I said, he missed that. He missed that. And then you have Maxey hitting the big, well, what can you say? You hit a logo three. Maxey, he was heat check all night. So you had those two big plays. The Knicks missed a free throw. You send him to the free throw line for a four-point play. But mainly, I look at this and I go, man, as hot as Maxey was, he sure had a lot of shots where there was nobody there was about 5 feet, and there was nobody in his face. There was 5 feet between him mm-hmm. and the closest defender. Like, you know he's taking all the shots. Embiid is the decoy, and you want to make somebody else. Make Kelly Oubre hit a shot, right? Make Tobias Harris hit a shot. Yes, they shot well, but make somebody else. And every time, it's like Maxey would dribble, find the open spot, and I'm like, how does he just back the defender off? And the Knicks don't throw any kind of look at him like, hey, you have a help defender over here that's going to help get you a double. There's none of that. And Maxey has all kinds of time to shoot. I felt like Rui Hachimura was guarding Maxey, and Darvin Ham was calling the defense watching tonight's game. Like, those, the Knicks just threw up on themselves. And then watching this, it all break down. I'm saying to myself, yeah, you can go through the ins and outs about all the different strategies and fouling, not fouling. I get that. But overall, I mean, when you watch Tyrese Maxey get the ball very easily down court and get shots, when the Sixers are doing the same thing to Jalen Brunson, and at least they're making him work for it more. Like they make Brunson really work to get open. And no, Brunson is not physically the same player as Tyrese Maxey is, but wow, you'd think the Knicks can make it at least a little bit more difficult for him and not just say, hey, I'm going to take a quick drive, then I'm going to take a jab step, and I'm going to have 8 feet in front of me, and as hot as I am, I'm just going to keep going, man. I mean, that was the most frustrating part watching that game. Well, that and the missed free throw and the four-point play. Those are your three biggest things from the game tonight. This is why I opened the show by going, blah, 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 blah. Blur, blah, blah.
They even gave you that gift of the flagrant foul.
Blah.
You even got that. You got two free throws
there. I'm pretty sure Joel Embiid meant to hit Sidham on the head. Brunson on the head.
By that point, he'd lost all benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I mean, look, you
right?
see the
so
player
like in
he
a normal
is.
Yeah. In a normal flow of things, that's a, all right, you bought the pump fake and you thought the ball was coming up and you grazed his head. But since you've been on the head of every newspaper, every talk show, radio, and television, that you're becoming a dirty player, yeah, you ain't winning that one.
Yeah, I mean, look, you've seen over the course of the past couple few days, this is not, oh, I'm protecting myself. It's, oh, no, you're going out of your way to be a dirty player. And you can just see it on it. He's got Brunson in front of him. He just comes down with his head, with his hand around the top of his head. And you watch the foul. I can't believe they didn't look at it more earlier in the quarter, in the fourth quarter, when Brunson was going to the hoop and Tyrese Maxey just pushed him down from behind. Like, that's dangerous, man. It was just whistle, he goes to the free throw. I'm like, wow, he just blew by him and he just pushed him in the hips down to the ground. I'm like, this is that's dangerous, man. You can't foul a guy
plays,
from behind like that.
Yeah, a couple of things where it got a little out of sorts. Now let's rewind. As you talked about the four point play, I mean, Robinson, you know, just got caught in the air, caught the fake, took the lean in and the bump. Never mind that Maxey took a couple extra steps after he'd already established his position. But yeah, they're not going to call it. They're baby steps. They still count. And then the missed free throw. I liken it to my daughter's reaction when she goes to kick a free kick and mishits it. So it's not the high arcing shot down the line kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And instead, it's like a worm burner. And you'll hear her yell, ah, damn it. And everybody goes, your kid, huh? I'm like, yeah, it's my kid. What am I going to do? Same thing here with that free throw. Like, as soon as it left his hands, like, you could read the giant thought bubble cartoon thing going on in his head right there. Maxey, finds and creates space time and again, showing and giving him his proper credit. As good as the Knicks are at shutting down most guys and defending as well as they do against most guys, he ain't most guys. And I think the box score needs to be updated because Embiid did have a quadruple-double tonight when you add that 10th turnover in.
Yeah, yeah, you add that turnover.
Right.
He's
now it's
it.
Always sitting there at 9. Don't go shorting him. He earned that 10th turnover.
Look, and let's talk about Embiid for a second. Look, we got a lot to get to with Tyrese Maxey.
Plenty, yeah.
Embiid is, you see the kind of player he is, playing basically on one leg with a triple-double. Now quadruple-double, you get that 10th turnover, right? Also had 5 blocks, right? Almost had a 10-by-5 game,
right. Five
more blocks for Embiid.
How about that?
But defensively, Embiid is still the guy. You can tell he is still moving well enough defensively. And on offense, when he gets the ball on the block and it's a clear out for him, he definitely still sees the floor well enough to make the right play. It's just you can't dump the ball into Embiid and expect, okay, Embiid's going to get to the hoop, he's the MVP, and he's going to score 35. He can't do that right now. And that's what baffles me about the Knicks is that Maxey's the only guy that's going to really kill you in this game, and still, you have one guy on him, and he's losing him, and he's not. I'm watching this. I'm going, okay. Embiid clearly is just a shell of himself offensively. He can't move. He can't move. He can't do anything that he normally does. This is where you have to say, all right, we have to. This is Maxey. They are going to be Maxey driven. The only way back in this game is if they're hitting threes and hitting them big from the outside. It's where you say, okay, that's the number one guy we got to stop now. Because Embiid, if he gets points, who knows? The guy's exhausted. He gets in the lane. Who knows? He's had trouble hitting free throws from time to time. But this is where the Knicks completely failed. And I think the Sixers are walking away from this game going, man, I mean, Maxey, well, that was a great game. It's like the Nuggets walking away from the game last night. Man, that was a great game there, Jamal Murray. What do you think about that last shot? Yeah, I'm surprised. They didn't close out on me on that play. Like every play I'm watching, how are you not closing on Tyrese Maxey? How are you not making it more difficult for him? Because clearly he's more athletic than to have one guy trailing him. You got to roll coverages towards him. You got to have some kind of help where he can't just dribble and find a spot and take a step back and just hit it when a guy's going like that. I mean, you got to do something. I mean, look, I give Maxey all the credit in the world. The guy's been on a heater, man. And, look, we talked about it at the beginning of the season. Hey, the Sixers finally found their guy to be the number two guy for Embiid, right? All this searching, all this, they finally found their guy and he was doing it. But when you're up 6 with 30 seconds left and you're fouling the guy behind the three-point line, and then you're allowing him to make these big heat check shots or these shots that keep the Sixers in the game when it looks like the Knicks are up 5 and they're going to run away with it, and he hits a big 3. Oh yeah, now it's a 2-point game again. I mean, these are huge momentum swings. These are huge moments in the game. And I don't see Maxey with a hand in his face. I don't see Maxey having to hit one of those Kobe Bryant fadeaway off one leg over two guys. Like, I mean, it was immensely much easier than I expected to see him hit those shots tonight. I mean, look, take nothing away from him, but wow. I mean, when a guy's on that kind of heat, you kind of got to do something a little bit different. This is on Thibodeau for not reacting to that, thinking, okay, we're going to escape this way. They're not going to keep hitting shots. Everything is fine. We're going to get what we need on the offensive end, and not being more proactive in the second half and fourth quarter and overtime of this game.
Well, conversely, you had a number of possessions for your Knicks where it just became all about Brunson and a lot of standing around. So when he did go to give the ball up, guys were very slow to react because they just thought he was, all right, it's my game now, and taking over. And I don't discredit him because, I mean, look what he's done for you and some of the shots he's hit along the way, a little at the elbow, kind of coming across the lane, little floaters, all of that stuff, just shot after shot. He's been tremendous. But sometimes you end up ball watching as teammates. So when he goes to fire the pass to you in the corner, you're not even looking up because you're expecting the shot to go up. So you're taking a little bit of a breather, kind of like, all right, I'll get back on defense when I need to. But in the moment, I'm good. So that came back to bite him. We could talk about timeout management and Tibbs trying to slow down some of the runs and such. But it's one game. And I did like the fact that on the national broadcast, they were scolding the Knicks fans. Like, wait a minute, you've been watching this game and you're getting up and leaving? What the hell are you doing? Like, the clock hasn't expired yet. Yeah, I mean, the still shot of Jon Stewart's about as good as it gets.
No, it's like the end of the last episode of Seinfeld when they were leaving before the verdict was read, and George's dad says, "We have to go. We have to beat the traffic. We have to go. Let's go." But they haven't sentenced him yet, Frank. We have to beat the traffic. Let's go. To say this is disappointing is just an unbelievable. That's such an understatement. I mean, this was 30 seconds left, and go New York, go New York, go, and they're showing Bill Bradley is at the game. Like, oh my god,
no,
Bill
you had
Bradley's
that whole row of
seven.
Yeah, the whole row of veteran Knicks former players there, including the Patrick man. I mean, all of it is there to celebrate, and then that happened. Oh. Fortunately, we came on air right after, so we got to have you throwing up live and in living color, because otherwise we might have found you, you know, in a dungeon somewhere, just kind of rocking yourself back and forth. So here we are. You get a little bit of therapy for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. This is just I always go back and forth. Like, is this the best thing to be on the air after a game like this to talk about it?
Hell yeah, it is.
That get back? Or is the best thing to just forget about it and go drink? Like, what's the best thing to do?
Well, you know what?
And I don't even drink much.
If you were to say pull out a little bit of tequila, maybe something that would go nice with a cup of coffee, you know, you'd be okay. Mm. I wouldn't tell on you.
I'll tell you, man. This is just awful.
Just get another Big Mac. Maybe that'll calm your nerves.
It is just awful. Now, away from this, let me just say this. Because away from this, yes, we'll have a lot on the Knicks game tonight. Yes, go New York, go New York, go. Yeah, I know.
You don't sound like you have any heart behind it at all. Like you've given up on your squad.
Yeah, go New York, go New York, go New York, yeah. And they're gone. Now we got to go back. It's going to go seven games, and who knows what's going to happen, and more guys are going to get hurt because you lose a guy every day now. So that's go New York, go New
York. Does Joel Embiid have an extra day whereby he could travel to Germany to get some platelet and other treatments?
No, you bring
that.
Why do all these people have to travel? At this point, they have enough money. You fly that blood in from Germany and get it.
Some legalese between, procedures that you can do abroad versus here.
Yeah.
You might still be going to Jack Nicholson's mob doctor, in the 1989 classic film Batman.
No. I think you can fly blood across the Atlantic. You can do that, right? I think that's a big deal. They can fly blood, can't you?
I can't say I've tried, buddy.
You put it in a little Capri Sun bag, and it looks like you got drinks and stuff. Yeah, that's fine. It's under this. Yeah, it's fine. I think
it's a little viscous, but you know what? It's special sugar added to thicken it up.
I do want to say this because this is something you don't get every day. Yes, we'll get to more than that. The Dodgers right now. And the Diamondbacks are in a delay in the top of the first inning. Wait, it's raining in Arizona? No, they are in a B delay because there's a spelling bee going on, and it's an extra. No, there is a B delay because near the field there is a hive of bees that is formed, and it's too dangerous to play. And so now it's on the netting behind the plate, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So there's a B delay, and it's. That's a lot of bees. It's not a small hive by any means. It just keeps growing. So now they need beekeepers. I guess Jason Statham shows up. And they need beekeepers to come and get rid of the bees and hopefully save the bees and bring them out someplace, I'm sure they will, and where they can go and have their hive in a safer place. So we have a bee delay going on right now in Major League Baseball.
You know, there's a really good old Randy Travis song called Smoke in the Hive.
Okay.
Talking about how you you don't reach for the honey without smoking the hive.
Maybe that's the song they're playing while they're waiting for this game to begin.
You don't point your pistol before you check each chamber. Okay. You don't drink. No, you don't drink when you drive. It's ordinary common sense to avoid that danger. Mm. And you don't reach for the honey without smoking the hive. I got a great rendition of that with him and Clint Eastwood if you want to hear it sometime.
See, I'm thinking it's really fascinating to watch and see the video of this. I'm thinking like the, what was it in singles when Pearl Jam, they were all high and they were watching the Nate the Bees. Go, oh, this is really cool.
But, you know, we have a shortage, right? So this is kind of a big deal.
That's why I said you got to save the bees, man. You got to
really
got to
be careful here.
Save the bees. What you got
to
do?
What happens to the guys that were warming up? Are they now going to be unavailable, the pitchers?
No.
Dodgers are already short-staffed. They've sent a lot of guys to the to the IL, buddy.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Thoroughbred racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Well, coming up next, we will have more on this absolute gackfest by the Knicks. What is next for LeBron James and the Lakers? Is he really retiring? Is he really going to be a free agent? That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Everybody start waving those flashlights. Let's go.
You know, Mary Mac, if last night was Broadway night because to celebrate the Knicks, tonight should be sad song night.
I got you.
It should be sad song. Sad songs to make it better.
Don't worry, I got you.
Sad song night tonight. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. And I got people trolling me on Twitter already saying, hey, Jason, imagine losing this series. And I just want to say, you think I can't already imagine losing this series? Blowing a 3-1 lead and suddenly the gas tank is empty and Maxi scores 40 a game and Embiid on one foot is fouling everybody dirty and knocking people out of games and they're still winning. You think I can't already envision that? Of course I can envision that.
Yeah. We've seen this road before. Yeah. You've seen this show, right? This is the sequel of, this is how they're going to end it. Just a slight variation, so you think it's something new, but all it does is set up the next sequel. I do have a guy that frequently sends stuff. He's Cupid Satter is the tag he's got himself on our Facebook page. You got that. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon there. I'm on Instagram. And then, obviously, we've got our Twitter handles that you know so well. He comes at you pretty hard. Usually, there's a lot of expletives in it. This one was kind of simple.
Sure.
LOL with a lot of crying, laughing emojis. Suck it, Jason. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Suck it. Nice and simple. He just got to it.
You know, the series is supposed to end. We're supposed to end tonight, Mike Harmon. We're supposed to end.
You're always supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
No, now we're going to have to go to 7 games because you know they're going to win in Philadelphia and game 7 in the Garden. It's all going to – you know what's going to happen. You know it's going to go – it's just going
to
be
– You're starting to sound like you were Quentin Tarantino. And then, you know.
This is just – oh, my goodness. Look, both teams you can say – won a game they had no right to win. Like, this series is, it's 3-2. Yeah. It's a very even-ish series. The Knicks should not have won game 2. The Sixers should not have won tonight. So, okay. So here's where we are, right? I mean, we're kind of where we should be at this point in the series. Okay, the Knicks are up 3-2, but I know where we're expected, but I wanted it to be over.
Of course that.
I wanted to be yelling, go New York, go New York, go, and putting out the gif of me chair dancing last night from the show that you made.
It was a good gift, too. I got a lot of good feedback on it, asking that we do more of that when we're in studio together to mock one another. So,
at least the Mets won, so I have that. And the Hurricanes closed out the Islanders tonight and won, so they move a cup or bust season. So, okay, if 3 of my teams are in action tonight and 2 of them win, I guess I got to take that. I mean, I got to take 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I mean, I blew another lead, so it's 5-5.
Yeah, but dude, you're not winning 50 games. I mean,
shut
up. You're not winning 50 games.
Don't
you?
I will come there and I'll smash you in the face. Hey, you know what? I wish would have arrived that Doritos vodka I ordered for us today.
You really ordered that Doritos vodka?
I had to.
It's Doritos flavored vodka. How could that possibly taste?
I could be excellent. If it's
how could
like,
that? Come on, man. Did you get the Cool Ranch vodka or did you get the regular?
No, I got the regular. I got a good bottle of bacon vodka that goes well with Bloody Marys.
That's different because you can flavor it. Yeah, that's more of a flavor that goes with that. I mean, come on, man. Doritos and vodka? I mean, if I was in college, that doesn't sound like
worse.
A fun Friday night. No, come on, man. That's sad. Come on.
You've had Goldschlager. Really, you've had some of the worst of the worst. Have you ever had Malort?
No, I never had
Malort. You've not had the worst.
I never had Goldschlager and M&M's. I mean, that's kind of what you said. Oh, we're going to have the Doritos vodka. No.
Now, that's a hell of a mashup right there.
Does anybody even eat regular Doritos anymore? Isn't it just Cool Ranch? Like, I don't even think people eat regular. I don't think you can buy regular Doritos anymore.
Maybe that's why they made them into a vodka. How about that?
How do we jumpstart sales? I don't know. Make it a vodka? Sold.
Put it in alcohol. Let's go.
It's like a meeting Kramer's involved in. Let's turn it into a vodka. Got it. All right.
But it's like it was that moment. I saw it pop in my timeline. I go, what is this? I cannot believe this ad has been served. What the hell do I do with my time that this ad is showing up in my timeline? Then I looked it up, shrugged, and said, you got me. Let's go.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Yes, the Dodgers Diamondbacks are still in a B delay in the first inning because of a beehive that is forming behind home plate. This is not a lie. It's not an onion story. This is not Jason making something up to get away from that horrible Knicks disaster. No, this is actually happening. There's visual evidence. And look, hey, I take this as a positive. The Dodgers Diamondbacks are delayed. There's a, you know, watch what goes on. Maybe I would get a bee expert and talk about the behavior here. What you're seeing is the bees are coming out from the outside and the drones are moving in. You see the queen who will be in the middle of here. You're going to see it's going to move out right here when you see that. I mean, take advantage of this. Make it something that can be educational as well.
I like that. No, that's good. Documentary. I mean, the next Dodger Insider Hour. Man, there's nothing about guys and, you know, their random hobbies. No, it's all about curating and taking care of these bees.
Beekeeper, yeah. So we'll keep you updated on what's going on in the NBA right now. Closeout game for the Pacers. The Bucks playing without Giannis. They're playing without Lillard. They're playing without Brian Winters. They're playing without Glenn Robinson. They are leading the Pacers right now midway through the second quarter, 40-36. So we'll keep you updated on here because, you know, Doc Rivers' career as an NBA coach may only have, you know, a few more minutes left in it.
Look at you.
But
you're trying to take him out like you are Darvin Ham.
No, is it really that difficult? To take out Doc Rivers, really? Is it really that difficult?
No.
I don't think that. Come on, man. It's easy at this point. It's like, oh, okay. You made it easy for me, man. Look at what you did. Look at how you did, how bad you played since you took over, and then your players got hurt, and now they're out. You know, come on, man. You made it easy. And look, I will tell you this. I already know. If the Bucks lose this game, I guarantee you if it's not the first thing out of Doc Rivers' mouth, it will be the second thing. It will be, boy, I would have liked to see how this series would have gone if we had Giannis and Dame.
Oh, of course.
And Dame is 100%. Like, hey, I want to keep this job. Don't blame me. We didn't have our guys. You know. And at this point, if you're Doc, are you saying, okay, right, okay, if we lose without Giannis and Lillard, I maybe get to keep the job. Like, if we lost and we had Lillard and not Giannis, I probably would get fired. But, hey, with Lillard being out, man, this might work to my favor. I might get to keep this job if we wind up losing, because at least I could point to the ownership and say, hey, man, I don't know what you want me to do. I mean, we didn't have our two best players. I mean, and Indiana's a good team. I don't know what you want.
Reasons and excuses.
Not my fault. It's not
my
fault.
I think I would go down that road. You bring midpoint of the season, even though I was there as an advisor, that he could just keep saying, it's not my fault.
Yep.
I mean,
just
you're
watch.
Doing a, instead of it's not your fault, Robin Williams to Matt Damon, he's trying to convince them by repeating it. And in their hearts of hearts, suddenly they realize, you know what, Doc may have a point.
Look at you going all Goodwill Hunting. Very
what
nice.
A great movie.
So, outside of that drama, we'll have more on the Knicks in the city. I know you've tuned in to say, I want to see Jason just not sit there and lose it. LeBron James, following the game last night, gave his second year in a row cryptic answer about continuing on in the NBA. Have you played your last game with the Lakers? That was the final question of the press conference. LeBron says, I'm not going to answer that. And that was the end of the presser. First of all, I want to go, was that orchestrated a little bit? But with so much conversation today about what is next, you had a couple of reports that, I really think LeBron is done. He's going to leave the Lakers. He's going to opt out of his contract. And, you know, maybe that's the case. Look, he's got 1 year and $50 million left. And, you know, maybe he wants to opt out and see what he can get for another two-year deal, whatever it is. But let's just stop with all this. LeBron's going to be a free agent and LeBron's going to retire. Neither of those things are happening, right? It's not. We told you last night, the last segment of the show. So congratulations to all the insiders who talked about it today. This is what I can be an NBA insider. We told you when he spoke last night, final segment of the show, said, look, this is just what LeBron likes to do. LeBron doesn't have a lot of leverage because he doesn't want to go someplace else. Normally, players use that as leverage. Hey, if you don't want to pay me, you don't want me. There's lots of places who want me. But LeBron at 39 doesn't have a lot of destinations, doesn't have any place that's going to say, hey, we're going to upset the apple cart to go get you, because your team becomes all about LeBron. And as we've seen with the Lakers being all about LeBron, it's not enough. I don't know any team that's going to think, yeah, we are so close to winning a championship, and if we add LeBron, that's going to do it. That you're talking about adding someone that's not going to assimilate, that's going to take over games. It's not going to be adding a guy into your system and suddenly, hey, look at it running at a much better pace than it ever has. Right? It's It's not the Knicks adding Anunoby and suddenly, hey, we're the best team in the NBA. This is going to be you're adding LeBron, who's going to suck all the oxygen out of the room. So LeBron doesn't have a lot of destinations. So what does he have? The possibility I could go free agent. I could retire. He's not doing either of those things. He's using his leverage to get more money out of the Lakers to make sure the Lakers continue to try to improve the team. And the third one would be drafting Bronny. Right, because Bronny's in the NBA draft with the possibility of pulling his name back. But those are the three things LeBron James wants. Hey, he's still playing at a really high level, right? This is a guy still at 39, is still a top 10 player in the NBA. And so, yes, he's not going to stop playing while he's still playing at this level. Those are the three things he wants. He wants a couple more years of $50 million a year. Okay. He wants to make sure the Lakers are going to get better. Okay. And if it works and you can draft Bronny and I can play with him. Okay. So this is what he's doing. This is just the normal stuff. For all of the insiders who are coming out saying, you know, LeBron really could go free, really could. No, this is LeBron putting out this message because he knows how to use the media to get what he wants. And all of this shock today of all LeBron's not doing any of those things. He's not starting over in a new city at 39. He's not doing it. He's in Los Angeles because he wanted Los Angeles for the Lakers brand and his life in and out of basketball. He's not going to suddenly usurp that to go play with Luka in Dallas, right? He's not going to do it to go play back in Miami with Jimmy Buckets. He's not going to do it. This is his way of gaining leverage. And so when you understand it from that perspective, you get completely that, yes, it was very predictable from LeBron to go down that avenue last night.
Yeah, it's the opt-out, 3-year, 160 or whatever that number is that's floated about. But it keeps the conversation on him for the next 6 weeks. And obviously everybody started breaking down the good, the bad, the ugly, what could be with Bronny, the anonymous scouts that talk about how brilliant he's going to be, etc. I don't know what he becomes. I know this. It was an uneven season, that started with him having heart issues. So you kind of get a little bit of a pass as to what that first year looks like at USC. Or maybe I'm just feeling really magnanimous and we're all a bunch of dirtbags in our profession otherwise. But it's for LeBron, it's another playoff that he wants folks to talk about his life and where is he going to go, right? If he were to hit the market and truly explore, the only teams that really would be interested, at least from my estimation, and unless he's willing to play for almost nothing, are teams that are just desperate to sell some tickets. And it's saying nothing about where he's at as a player. Like, he's still a very good player. There's no question about that. But you're changing up an entire squad to assimilate that and have him come in, and maybe not as ball dominant as he was, but like Miami, one of their hallmarks, like your Knicks, is, they do try to play defense. It's not something he generally interested in doing on a regular basis at this point in his career. And I don't knock him for it, right? Everybody has their specialties, and occasionally he still comes up with a big effort. But all of this was just a nice, well-calculated tune into my podcast, watch on social media, right? He was on Twitter earlier saying, look, I've got to talk to my team, I've got to talk to my family, all of those things to piece it together before there will be a determination, and all the talking points that you would expect. Meanwhile, it's him and, J.J. Redick he's doing the podcast with, right? Here was 2 hours ago. I've seen, heard a lot of reports about my future. I said it last night, and I'll say it again. I do not know yet, as I'm only thinking about spending time with my family and friends. And when I know after speaking with the fam, my counsel, as well as my representation about it, then you guys will know. Until then, shh. Tried to do the little WWE, shush, love, and then he puts his little crown there. So yeah, there you have it.
It's LeBron is nothing if not calculated. We've seen him do this before. He's not going anywhere. He wants those three things from the Lakers, and he will probably get at least two of them. They'll get help for next year. He'll get a 50. He'll get a new deal. They probably will draft Bronny if it does work out or find some way to get him. So, yeah, he'll get at least two, probably all three of those things, and he's going to wind up staying. That's how it's going to go. Right now, a guy who also used leverage to try to get more things from us here at Fox Sports Radio, and it worked because he's here telling us what's trending. It's Brian Fenley. What do you got,
Brian? That is so false, and you know we're all about the truth here in the update desk, as Mike knows. We only speak the truth, and there's no editorialism here.
Not at all.
No, not at all. By the way, yeah, we were watching the NBA postseason play out in front of us. Doc Rivers and his Milwaukee Bucks are leading as a 3 seed. The Indiana Pacers, a 6 seed, 51-46 in a game 5. This is potentially a closeout game for the Pacers. They're up 3-1 here. There's a minute 30 left in the first half. Meanwhile, the Cavaliers find a way. They nudge past the Magic 104-103. This one just going final. Cavs winning this one without Jared Allen, their big man in the middle, who's averaging a double-double per game during the series. And Cleveland now leads their series, this one 3-2. And earlier, we saw one of the most epic of collapses puking down the stretch of the Knicks. And you heard Jason at the top of the hour talking about it. And even, I think, puking live on air, where his Knicks had a 6-point lead.
I want to puke now during your update.
I know. Yeah, you're not the only one. A 6-point lead with 30 seconds to go in regulation, and they could not hold on. 76ers come back in OT in a game 5, 112-106. The Sixers are victorious. So New York and the Sixers were going to a game 6 with New York leading the series. 3-2 to the NHL in just a moment, but the guys were talking about a situation involving bees, and that is causing the delay between the Arizona Diamondbacks and LA Dodgers from getting up and running in their game. And there is a new update by the Arizona Diamondbacks on their official X page where they say that we anticipate that the game will resume promptly following the successful removal of the beehive by a professional beekeeper. Updates will be provided.
What do you think, they're going to have an amateur or someone without a license? What do you have? Does some kid come and wave a rake at it? And, the bees are gone. Hopefully you don't get stung.
With a flamethrower. Look, I dispersed them. I may have melted the background net, so now we have another problem.
But with a flamethrower.
Well, Jason, if you were the beekeeper, I don't think there's a beekeeper hat that would be big enough for your head. So we could rule you out as the one to do it. And then, and lastly, guys, in the NHL postseason...
Hey, I like how you think that was funny. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Mike laughed.
I was waiting out the response. Yeah, no, I'm like, there's no return volley. This is getting funnier.
He laughed knowing what I was thinking about.
But he just laughed, so yeah. I'm going to take that as something related to me, and I'll live with that. Hey, and then we do have some NHL postseason. Canucks and Predators scoreless early in this one. It's just about halfway through the first period. Canucks lead that first round series 3-1. By the way, big win for your Hurricanes, Jason. 6-3 against the Islanders. So Carolina in a game 5 is on to the next round. They win it in 5. An overtime win for the Maple Leafs, 2-1 against the Bruins. Bruins had 3-2 there. Avalanche and Jets all square at 1 in a game 5. Just wrapped up the first period. Jason and the mic, as I get it back to you, also, as they deal with the bees and clearing that out with the Diamondbacks, there's also a benches clearing brawl that just happened between the Rays and the Brewers, a brawl that broke out on the field. Pretty nasty stuff if you go on social media. More on that coming up at the top of the hour. Jason and the mic, back to you. That's what we call a tease from the sports update studio desk.
Thank you very much, Brian Fenley. Appreciate it, my friend. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Yeah, we got more on the NBA coming up, but straight ahead, boy, do we have a huge injury to break down and give you the latest on. That's next. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
And I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it's sad song night tonight with the Knicks going down to the Sixers. I don't need to see highlights of this game. Come on, I don't need to see it.
Ah, you just got your highlights up during halftime here, huh? Yeah, there it is. Maxi, bang, bang.
Blah, 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 blah. This is, it's just awful.
If you put a good beat behind that, you could probably sell a million downloads.
It's awful.
The blah, 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 blah.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Outside of this, yes, more there will be sad songs to make you cry. We'll have more on the night in the NBA, Maxi and the Knicks coming up in about 10 minutes. But another incredibly bad round of bad luck for who once was the best player in all of baseball. It wasn't even close. Mike Trout is going to be out for at least a couple of months, maybe more, with knee surgery, cartilage damage. The Angels went out of their way to say it's not season ending, but if it's at least 2 months, who knows, right? This is a guy that's not been healthy in 4 years. Okay. He was on track to be maybe until they got Otani, and this is what's really sad for the Angels. Like, he was from 2012 through 2019, he finished first or second in MVP voting every year but one. Right, that he was on pace to be one of the all-time greats. Like, I would say, who's the better all-around player that I've ever seen in baseball? Like, who is better all around, Mike Trout or Derek Jeter? Trout's got the stats, Jeter's got the titles. Both sides. I mean, that's how good Mike Trout was, and now it's how long until the end of his contract? He just can't stay on the field. It's past the point where being a full-time DH is what he absolutely has to do. You can't even run the bases. You know, you knew as a bigger guy, he was going to start breaking down when he hit 30, and that's exactly what's happened. And it's just sad because he's had such an unbelievable career, and that this is how it's going to end for him and how it's been ending for 4 years now. He's not playing more than 60 games in a season.
Yeah, he've only hit higher than 300 once since 2018. You look at the games played, 53, 36, 119, 82, and then batting 220, big home run total, right? A lot of solo shots to get folks excited through 29 games. But, you know, all those years of running into walls and everything finally take their toll, right? Just like we watched Kid Griffey, even though, you know, monster numbers when it was all said and done, those last few years, including some very shoddy trainer work and support there when he went to Cincinnati, but same kind of thing of, all right, what could those majestic heights have been if he'd stayed healthy? And, you know, for the Angels, after losing Ohtani to the Dodgers, not trading him last year and moving on, you're stuck coming into the year going, well, Mike Trout will come out and he'll be able to play and all this and hitting home runs and getting folks excited. Anthony Rendon doing Anthony Rendon things. And here we are. Just kind of sad. Like one of those I hate the term generational players, but he was this generation. It's like, that's the guy! Until he wasn't.
You know, and think about this for a sec, because this gets outside of hey, not having Mike Trout, the end of his career. Just think about this for a second. Starting in 2012, as we said, Mike Trout, MVP finalist, first or second place every single year but one, right? As great as he was. Then in 2018, they had Shohei Ohtani, who was the best player any of us have ever seen. From 2012 until 2023, what that got them. Think about this, having two of the all-time greats in the history of the game, including the best player any of us have seen in maybe 100 years in Shohei Ohtani. And they went to the playoffs once and haven't won a game. I mean, just think about that. Having these, yes, baseball's not an individual sport, but wow, you have the best player and then the next best player who's even better than the other guy, and you go to the playoffs once. Like, just think how that sounds impossible. The math sounds impossible, Mike. Like, there's no way that could actually happen.
But that's the thing, right? Because we've seen it in myriad forms with all of these triumvirates that have been assembled in the NBA where it's failed miserably. Your famous Nets take for this, just, you know, kind of sad. It goes back to Ernie Banks and guys like that that played all these Hall of Fame careers but never got to sniff postseason.
It just doesn't make any sense that in this day and age with these guys this dominant, you go to the playoffs once. Wow. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. More on the horrendous night in the NBA next, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.